Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Shaving the head of a newborn baby. Sayyiduna Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every child is granted deliverance from shaitan through the sacrifice of aqiqah, which should be done on the seventh day after the birth of the child. The child's head should also be shaved and he should be named on the seventh day. Note that many people ignore the sunnah and instead of shaving the hair, they merely trim it with modern accessories. The sunnah demands that the head should be shaven. In order to achieve this, a machine could be used initially, whereafter a razor should be passed over the head. The blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hair being cured through it. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I witnessed the scene when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hair was being shaven on the occasion of farewell pilgrimage. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum thronged around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam waiting for every strand to fall into their hands instead of falling onto the ground. Note, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that it is understood from the above hadith that Nabi sallallahu, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum revered the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and regarded it as a tool of deriving blessings. Uthman ibn Mawhab rahimahullah narrates that his family members sent him to Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ummu Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha, with a utensil containing water. She took out a silver utensil which contained a few strands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mubarak hair. Whenever anybody became ill or would be afflicted with the evil eye, they would go to Sayyidina Ummu Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha with a utensil containing water, and she would immerse Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hair into it. The ill person thereafter drank this water and he would be cured. Uthman rahimahullah says that he noticed that the hair was reddish in color, probably due to being preserved in ether or perfume. The author of Dalal al-Nabuwa writes that any person afflicted with fever would drink this blessed water and he would be cured. Note, Sayyidina Ummu Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha anhuma had preserved a few strands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed hair in a small silver container. It used to be dipped into water and it used to be a definite cure for illness. The water was either drunk or sprinkled onto the sick person's body. Allama Aini rahimahullah has also affirmed that people would derive blessings from the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would be cured through it as well. Note, it is evident from the practice of Sayyidina Ummu Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that it is permissible to derive blessings from the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is a privilege to have water in one's body which was touched by something that was part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi also writes that many an ill person as well as those afflicted with the evil eye were cured through the blessings of the noble hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum as well as the Tabi'een, they showed great reverence for the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes that Ibn Sirin rahimahullah had obtained a few strands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed hair from the family of a great sahabi, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would often remark that the few strands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak hair was more beloved to him than the entire world and its contents. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.